Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. M.R. Number 911, Insights into the Incarnation. Nature of Christ, a combination of divine and human. The nature of Christ was a combination of the divine and the human. Having all the attributes of God, he also represented the excellencies of humanity, and showed that all who believe in Christ as their personal Savior will perfect a character after Christ's likeness and be qualified to become laborers together with God. By precept and example, he uplifts those who are depraved, for through the virtues of Jesus Christ, he has become the Son of God. His life is like Christ's life, his work is like Christ's work, and he will not fail nor be discouraged, because he is vitalized by the Spirit and power of Jesus Christ. Christ is the Son of God in deed and in truth and in love, and is the representative of the Father as well as the representative of the human race. His arm brought salvation. He took humanity, was bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, and submitted to all the temptations wherewith man would be beset. He showed in the great controversy with Satan that he was fully able to remove the stigma and discount the degradation of sin which Satan had placed upon the human family. By taking humanity and combining it with divinity, he was able to meet every demand of the law of God, to overcome every objection which Satan had made prominent as standing in the way of man's obedience to God's commandments. 11a, 1894, pages 7 to 8. To Captain Christensen of the Pitcairn, January 2, 1894. Why Christ could speak forgiveness to the dying thief. He could, as the propitiation for the sins of the whole world, speak these words of forgiveness, which meant so much to the dying criminal. Divinity was doing its work, while humanity was suffering from the hatred and revenge of a God-hating people, because Christ had acknowledged himself the Son of God. He alone could respond to the poor suffering thief. The plan of redemption. In the councils of heaven, before the world was created, the Father and the Son covenanted together that if man proved disloyal to God, Christ, one with the Father, would take the place of the transgressor and suffer the penalty of justice that must fall upon him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Christ did not come to change the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. He did not come to lessen the law of God in one particular. He came to express in his own person the love of God. He came to vindicate every precept of the holy law. Christ's human nature like unto ours. The human nature of Christ was like unto ours, and suffering was really more keenly felt by him, for his spiritual nature was free from every taint of sin. The aversion to suffering was in proportion to its severity. His desire for the removal of suffering was just as strong as human beings' experience. White Estate, Washington, D.C., January 4, 1982.